I think Big Fatty is trademarking his catchphrases. Did anybody hear this? Did I hear him say some catchphrase and then he said trademark? Did anybody else hear that? I was like, last week, 4 or 5 episodes ago, he said something, whatever he says. Yes, trademark. Something like that. I'm pretty sure I heard that. I'd like to get some corroboration on that. Big Fatty, are you trademarking your catchphrases? Yes, trademark. And did you hear Poodle McDoodle? Yes, trademark.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes, trademark.
Mark. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1215 of the BFO for Monday, the 24th of September 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, trademark. Y'all, we're gonna tell you about the weekend, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Trademark. Hello, recoverers! Big Fatty, it's about damn time! Hi, everyone! I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Let me tell you, y'all, I believe everyone, well, maybe not everyone, but a lot of folks who were out at the Pride 48 came down with the bubonic epizootic. Big Fatty, you can say that again. I even got it. Thank everybody out of the Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, let me just kind of catch you up here, because I think the last time I spoke to you was Monday night of last week. Well, no, that's not exactly right, because I did have a few little comments on the far right trademark show, and, y'all, old Dr. Stone, I believe, he's the culprit, because you know the doctors there around disease at all times, and everybody that got sick went to Dr. Stone to get a liniment or something like that, you know, to ease the aches and pains. You gotta have a liniment. Big Freddy, that's vulgar. Big Fatty kind of started feeling poorly on Monday evening before leaving Lost Wages, and then the plane trip back, y'all, it was a test, and y'all, we got into Hatlanta from Lost Wages, and y'all, I had a very quick, very, very quick, bruffcus. And y'all ought to have bruffcus for supper one night this week. I'm just going to say it, y'all. We're changing seasons. You know, we change the seasons over the weekend. Although those people down there in the future, you know, they change their seasons on the 1st of September. But y'all, the Northern Hemisphere, we started moving in. We're in fall now. And the Southern Hemisphere, well, they've been in spring for 3 weeks now. So, y'all, it doesn't make any damn sense. But, you know, we'll play along. We're going to play along with them. But I had a very tight connection.
Big Freddy, it's vulgar whenever you say anything like that.
In Hatlanta on the way back. And y'all supposed to get in and have about 40 minutes to go from one gate to the next. Well, y'all, we land and, drive for about an hour and a half on the runway. And then, you know, get over to the gate. And they say, oh, there's a plane at the gate already. We cannot. No, we cannot. No. So, y'all, we had to go to a different gate. So we had to go to the other side of the terminal. Well, we went to the other side of the terminal, and then, of course, everybody, you know, y'all, everybody has their valises inside the carry-on bins on the aeroplano, which, as we all know, is Mexican for aeroplano, trademark. And anyway, so y'all, Big Fatty had to run from the B concourse over to the C concourse. And y'all, of course, my gate at the C concourse was at the very far end. Now, luckily, when we changed gates at the B concourse, y'all, we were towards the middle, and that's where you catch the motor train. The motor train! Yes, Big Freddy, the motor train! And y'all did that, and sure enough, just as I got to the bottom of the moving stairs, the motor train was right there, so y'all, I hopped right on and took it right over, and y'all got off and went up the escalator, and I just flossed my teeth, and evidently there's some remnants in there. Big Freddy, please. And so anyway, up the escalator, and y'all, then I, what did I do then? Oh, and then I hauled ass. And now, y'all, I'm not going to mention any names, but there are some people in the podcasting world, and I won't mention any places, Walnut Hills, but y'all, if somebody yelled haul ass, y'all, it'd take them at least two or three trips. Big Freddy, you're going to get in trouble. I stay in trouble, but that's all right. And y'all, as I was running up to the gate, cause you know I had my Bowden pass on the cellular telephonic device, and y'all, I went running up to the gate just as the woman there at the gate says, "This is the final boarding call, Big Freddy, whole ass." And y'all, I got right on the plane, and of course there was no space in the overhead bins except in the very last row. So y'all, I passed up my good seat on the plane, and took the seat in the very last row and put my carry-on in there. And of course, then I had to wait for the entire plane to unload in Charleston. Well, y'all, that was okay because, except that I had to TT. And, y'all, so I could, and y'all, as soon as I got off the plane, I went right over to the public facilities, and of course they were closed for cleaning. And so y'all, I had to go find another place to TT, and I found a dark corner. Big Freddy, you did not. I found another facility, and y'all, it wasn't even a tree. But and so y'all, by the time I got over to the carousel of luggage, the luggage wasn't there. And so I had to go see the lady in the luggage area. Normally, Cunty McCunt-Cunt is working in there. But y'all, for some reason, she must have had the night off. Because y'all, there was a very nice young lady there. And she assisted Big Fatty. And y'all, so then Larry Clive was there to pick me up. And he brought me home, and I told him at that time, I said, "Larry, I don't think I'll be in the coal mine on on Wednesday." Because, y'all, travel days are never easy, but I just wasn't feeling it. So, sure enough, I stayed home on Wednesday, and, y'all, as soon as I got home on Tuesday night, y'all, I just started popping the vitamin C tablets and the echinacea and the Mucinex, and y'all just took that and some NyQuil, and y'all, I just slobbered all over the pillows that night. Slobbered all over the pillows, and y'all, it was good sleep, but I woke up the next morning, and I still felt like I had been hit by a truck. Or Big Ricky. Big Freddy, you're gonna get in trouble. But anyway, I stayed home and I rested all day, and finally my valise was delivered to the coal mine, because y'all, I didn't want it delivered here to the Fat Cave, because y'all, you know, this is a secret place that we don't need everybody knowing where the Fat Cave is. But anyway, I went by and I picked up my valise, and while I was out, well, I had taken a shower, And y'all, I felt a little bit better. You know, even when you're feeling at your worst, if you take a nice warm shower, y'all, you always feel just a little bit better. It may not last but 10 seconds, but y'all, it made Big Fatty feel better. So y'all, I went over to the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W, by the way, and got me some fresh squeezed orange juice and just some, because you know I didn't have any food in the house. I got me one of those rotisserie chickens. And a few other little things, and some. And y'all, I do not have a sore throat right now. It's the post-nasal drip that's making me cough now. And y'all, I need to take me. And part of it is the change of the seasons, because, you know, we've moved into, I don't know if I mentioned or not, but we've moved into fall here in Charleston. And, in fact, I'm going to go over here and just check what the weather is going to be, because, y'all, you know, I'm kind of behind on the rat. But y'all, oh dear Gussie, look at that. Y'all, we're supposed to be down in the 50s later tonight, Monday night, 58. And the high on Monday is only 79. That's lovely, Big Fatty, just lovely. but anyway, I got a few things, and y'all, I got back home and unpacked the valise and put stuff in the washing machine. And y'all, it wore me out. It just wore me out, and y'all, I was still popping the pills and all that kind of stuff, and just, you know, trying to head off getting it, because y'all, I could feel I was getting a tickle in my throat. And when I first had that orange juice, I could feel it burning in my throat. And I went, oh, that's not good. You don't want to get your throat. You don't want to get the the raw throat. So, y'all, the echinacea and the vitamin C and the orange juice, y'all, it did its duty. Y'all, you know, there's an old saying. Kind of like you, Big Fatty, an old saying. You know, two echinacea and two vitamin C every 2 waking hours for 2 days, and you'll be fine. And y'all, I couldn't keep up with that schedule, but I tried my best. But anyway, I headed off the sore throat, and but I didn't work on Thursday either, y'all. And I, to tell you the truth, when I went to bed on hump day night, y'all. I woke up a couple of times. About every 3 hours, I'd wake up and I'd take some more medicine. And y'all, when I finally just crashed, y'all, I didn't get up until after 2 p.m. in the afternoon. On Thursday afternoon, I was that, I needed that much rest. And then on far right, trademark, I think my ride's here. Big Freddy, nobody heard that horn blow but you. what did I do? I decided not to go in on Friday. I felt better. But, y'all, I didn't see the benefit in going in and spreading the germs to everybody in the office. So I stayed home Friday as well, and I think it was the best decision. And I slept until 11 a.m. in the morning on Friday morning, y'all. Part of it was I needed some rest. And luckily, y'all, it was a quiet time in the coal mine, and for Big Fatty anyway. And so I was able to do that. Now, I know there were those who did not have the luxury of not going into the cracker factory or the salt mine or the judgmental corner or wherever else you may be employed. But anyway, but luckily Big Fatty did. But y'all, Saturday, I did a little more running around. In fact, y'all, I went by the... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went by the Vons East because I still need to get a few more things. Y'all, they had the Oscar Mayer... deli meats on sale, so I got some of those. They had the Gravitas salad kit on sale. That's the Asian solid kit. Y'all, I got some other solid, and y'all, they had the canned lemon chicken soup on sale. It needs a little more lemon, but it wasn't bad. So I got that and some frozen vegetables. Y'all, it didn't spend very much. Oh, spend very much. $27.36. But I say, excuse me. I saved $7.42. I thought that was pretty good. And then, y'all, I took my shower on Saturday evening, and I felt okay. Y'all, by the way, my cold sore, which I know y'all concerned about, it seems to be holding its own. It's taken over my face. It will soon replace my left cheek. No, that's my right cheek. as it grows into an entity of its own. But I'm putting a medicated salve on it, so it seems to be getting a little bit better. But anyway, y'all went out to the... And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I think that the gin really killed... y'all, you know, there are some people who will swear that gin will kill most anything. And y'all was out there, and I saw Granny and Miss Porter. And you know, if I see Granny, that usually means this. Yeah, Gussie, you know, it's been almost 2 weeks since I had seen... No, it was 2 weeks. But y'all, sure enough, Granny had been back to the doctor, you know, because, you know, as last we spoke, you know, he had the infection in the elbow. And the doctor wanted to see him again about that. And y'all, they've come up with a diagnosis now. The poor old thing, y'all, she's got the bursitis. She's got the bursitis in the elbow. So y'all, evidently it's a little tender. It's a little tender to the touch. But anyway, y'all, all I got to say is, you know, Granny was thinking of going with me to the Pridefoot. Y'all, it's a good thing he didn't, because if he had come down with the bubonic epizootic, y'all, he probably would have come home in a body bag with his luck. And then Big Fatty would have had to have dealt with, you know, because your bowels release, and, you know, it's never a pretty thing. So, Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. Stick to the bursitis. Now, y'all, I don't have time to go down into the fat cave, but y'all, I do want to remind you all that later tonight is the premiere of the Dancing with the All-Stars. And y'all, they're bringing back some of the best dancers of previous seasons. So y'all, make sure you watch it. Y'all, also, that new show Partners is premiering later tonight too, and y'all, I've really enjoyed that new show, The New Normal. It's really cute. So oh dear, I see. And y'all, what else was I gonna say? Y'all go ahead, put it in your VRC also, cause on Sunday night The Big Run is premiering also. Y'all, I wanna say how happy I am that old Nerdy Ian won the Big Brother, and y'all, the Survivor's good already, y'all. It is good already. I'm enjoying it. I am just enjoying it. So y'all, the new season has started. It's a change of seasons. It's a new TV season. It's a new season of of vulgarities. But y'all, there is one thing that will never change. Isn't that right, Faye Driver? Oh, yes, that's right, Big Fatty, and they keep stealing despite trademarks.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good... Gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.